Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Tidy Ending, a novel by Joanna Cannon. Read by Lissa Berry.
For Seth, who was always there. Now, when people are asked to describe me, they'll probably say I keep myself to myself. It's a silly way of putting it, really, because it makes it sound as if you've got something to hide. And I don't think there's anything about me that's interesting enough to be hidden. Not like some. You know what people are like, though. And newspapers always make something out of nothing, even keeping yourself to yourself. It's what you get for not following the crowd, I suppose. For not joining in. Even if people are pressed a bit harder, they will still find it difficult to dredge up a little anecdote. To pull some distant memory from the back of their minds to single me out. The reporters will want a picture, but they'll struggle to find one. No, people will say. Linda isn't in any of those. She was never very big on parties. Or, no, I don't think Linda was there that day. Then someone will have a brainwave and dig out an old-school photograph from the loft, one that's faded and curled, where time has eaten into us all, and they'll climb down from the stepladder and cough and brush the dust from their clothes, and they'll say, "There she is, look, I found her, she's the one at the back." And they'll have to point to make it clear. "No, no, that one, the one you can't see very well." That would be me. Linda. The one looking down when everyone else is staring straight ahead. The girl you can't quite remember. The one who kept herself to herself. Except, people forget that keeping yourself to yourself isn't always a decision you make on your own. I wonder how Terry would describe me. He'd probably say, "She's Welsh." Or, "She's 5'9". Because Terry doesn't really deal in anything other than facts. He'd have our wedding photograph to show people, of course. Although I'd really rather no one else saw that. Even when I dust, I don't look at it. I've never liked pictures of myself. And I dislike that one more than any of them. It lives on the mantle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?